Blue Plaque Stories, George Friedrich Handel, 25 Brook Street, read by Rory Barnett.
I may not be the robust young man that first came to London, but where my body now fails me, my mind triumphs. I see only in my thoughts these days. Old age has stolen the vision I once had. But what I cannot see, I can still feel thanks to my music. Music has always allowed me this, and so I can continue, and I will compose until my dying day. If my father were still alive, I'd be pleased to say, "See? My music did pay off." He never did approve. He saw me as a lawyer, and I saw myself quite differently. Even as a child back in Halle in Germany, I only ever wanted to play on the violin, the organ, or the clavichord. Anything I could get my hands on, but it was never without worrying about father, tutting in the corner. Mother was always on my side, though, smuggling a clavichord into the attic just so I could practice without father knowing. It was really only after I played the organ for Duke Johann Adolf I that my father's mind was swayed. When the Duke urged him to let me take music lessons. And the rest, as they say, is history. When I finally became a violinist with an orchestra, the Hamburg Opera Orchestra, that is, I thought I was set. I loved life in the orchestra, but things turned a little sour when I found myself in a duel with the composer Mattheson over one of his operas. Trouble has often followed me, it seems. Or I follow trouble. I'm not sure which is more true. Alas, it didn't hold me back, as it was here my first two operas were produced. But this was not enough for me. My thirst to learn more, to be better, led me to move to Italy, the place I saw as the heart of opera. Here, I could live and breathe music, composing all the time. My opera Agrippina was produced in Venice and was so popular it had 26 performances, and my name was made. What a wonderful fuss was made, and in Italy too, with so many English ladies and gentlemen there to hear my music. I was soon invited to England, an offer I've never looked back on. It was in 1711 my first opera for London, Rinaldo, premiered, and was a great success. I rather liked the warm reception I received and made me think I'd quite like to stay in England and to eventually move here. One fan in particular changed my life. Queen Anne, who decided to give me an allowance for life. I was worried after she died this might end, but King George I was just as kind and loved my piece, Water Music, which was performed for him and his friends on the River Thames. After being in England for 12 years, I finally moved here to 25 Brook Street, renting it for many years, and somewhere I will look back fondly on. In these walls, my music has lived, rehearsing, copying music, selling tickets even to my operas. When I first moved in, I wrote three new operas in just 2 years, and one of my greatest honours was being commissioned to write four pieces for King George II's coronation. I called these "The King Shall Rejoice," "My Heart is Inditing," "Let Thy Hand Be Strengthened," and finally, Zadok the Priest. This last piece seems to have been very well received. I hope it will live on. And not just for this coronation, but only time will tell.